from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Spain prepares to strip Catalonia autonomy. Spain's government set plans in motion Thursday to strip Catalonia of its autonomy after the region's leader vowed to continue a vote on independence. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's office says it planned a special cabinet meeting for Saturday to trigger Article 155 of Spain's constitution, which gives the government the power to take away some or all of its autonomy. Hours earlier, Catalonia's leader, Carles Puigdemont, said the Catalan parliament will go forward with a vote on independence if the Spanish government does not engage in dialogue and follow through on its threat to strip the region. Albano Dante Fachin, the secretary general of Podemos Catalonia, a political party, he said what should happen is what the majority of citizens are waiting for, a photo of the two opposing sides sitting around a table trying to solve it. This is what the people want. This is what the world wants. The international community must be looking at us with some kind of confusion. Mr. Rajoy and Mr. Puigdemont, enough of letters. Sit at a table, talk, and solve it. This is what the people in Catalonia and the rest of the state want. Rajoy had given Puigdemont a Thursday morning deadline to clarify whether he had, in fact, already declared independence following a referendum earlier this month. Supporters of former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif chanting, "Sharif is innocent." The former prime minister has been indicted on corruption charges stemming from information taken from the so-called Panama Papers. The country's anti-corruption court indicted the 67-year-old Sharif during a hearing Thursday in Islamabad. His daughter Miriam and son-in-law were also indicted. This is VOA News. The Turkish parliament passed legislation Wednesday allowing imams to perform marriages. The reform has been strongly condemned by women's rights groups, warning it could exacerbate the problem of underage marriages. The new law comes amid wider concerns over the erosion of women's rights under emergency rule. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
"We won't be silent," women chant, protesting in the heart of Istanbul over legislation allowing imams to conduct marriages. Since Turkey is a secular state, only state officials were allowed to carry out marriages. The new law met stiff opposition in parliament. Şanal Saraham, parliamentary deputy for the main opposition, CHP party, says the new law undermines secularism, which helps to protect women's rights. She said this is an attempt by the ruling party to impose their political understanding to regulate life according to religion, and this is against the constitution. And we are not accepting this. The reform has led to fears it will exacerbate the problem of underage marriages. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Child marriages had been curtailed by a campaign a decade ago, supported by Erdogan to increase girls' attendance at schools. Critics claim Erdogan's ruling AK party has in recent years moved away from its reformist policies, becoming more authoritarian. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley lashed out Wednesday at Iran for what she called a laundry list of bad behavior, and she criticized the U.N. Security Council for not holding Tehran accountable.
"The regime continues to play this council. Iran hides behind its assertion of technical compliance with the nuclear deal while it brazenly violates the other limits on its behavior. And we have allowed them to get away with it. This must stop."
Haley spoke at a monthly council meeting that primarily reviews the Israeli-Palestinian situation last week. Donald Trump said he could not certify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal, and he opened the door to Congress reimposing some or all U.S. unilateral sanctions on Tehran that were lifted under the international agreement. The U.S. State Department announced Thursday that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will attend the first meeting next week between the Saudi Arabian and Iraqi governments that are aimed at strengthening relations between the two countries. While in Riyadh, Tillerson will meet with various Saudi leaders to discuss the conflict in Yemen, the ongoing Gulf dispute, Iran, and a number of other important and regional bilateral issues. The meeting will be held in the Saudi capital of Riyadh 4 months after the two countries signed an agreement to establish a council to improve relations between the neighboring countries in an attempt to counter Iran's broad influence in the region. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.